Missing Syllables, taught by Sherry Summers. This lesson was recorded specifically for students of the American Accent course. Any reproduction of this audio in any form is strictly prohibited without the permission of AccentOnSpeaking.com.
Hi, and welcome back to class. So far, we've been talking a lot about word intonation, and we're going to continue talking about that because this is the real basis of English. And we've talked a lot about the primary stresses, the secondary stresses, the weak stresses, and the change in shift that occurs sometimes when we go between nouns and verbs or adjectives and verbs. In this lesson, I'd like to focus on some words that are a little unusual. Or at least in the beginning, you might think they're a little bit strange, but you're going to see a pattern here pretty soon. First, I'd like to talk about words that lose a syllable. So if you look at your handout, and you look at the first column of words, I'm going to read these to you as I would speak as an American, and I would like for you to look at the spelling and find the one syllable or the one vowel sound that you can't hear. Each of these words has one vowel that's written, but you can't hear it. And go ahead and use a pencil or pen or whatever you need and strike it out or put a little line through it. So without telling you the answers right away, let's go down the list, have your pen ready, and mark the vowel that you don't hear. Here we go. Aspirin. Aspirin. Average. Average. Bakery. Bakery. Beverage. Beverage. Camera. Camera. Conference. Conference. Coverage. Coverage. Desperate. Desperate. Different. Different. Every. Every. Favorite. Favorite. Federal. Federal. General. General. Groceries. Groceries. Some people say groceries. Both are okay. History. History. Interest. Interest. Liberal. Liberal. Memory. Memory. Restaurant. Restaurant. Separate. Separate. Several. Several. Okay, good. You have that? You should have eliminated one vowel sound from each word. Let's go back to the top and take a look at these. Listen to the first one again. Aspirin. Aspirin. What's gone? The first I is missing. I don't even hear it. Aspirin. Average. Average. What's missing? The E. That first E is missing. A-V-E. Bakery. The E is also missing. Beverage. The second E is missing. B-E-V-E. That second E is missing. Beverage. Camera. You may be saying camera or camera or something similar with three syllables. This is a two-syllable word. Camera. What's missing here? The E. Conference. Conference. The first E is missing. Conference. Two syllables, not three. Coverage. That E is missing as well, the first E. desperate. I'm desperate. The second E is missing. Two syllables there, not three. Different. Different. The first E is missing. Not different. Different. Every. Second E. The second E is missing. It has two syllables. Not every. Favorite. 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 Do you hear that O? Neither do I. There's no O there. Two syllables, not three. Federal. The second E is missing. Not federal. Federal. General. The second E is missing again. Not general. General. Two syllables. Groceries. The first E is gone. Groceries. History. What do you hear? Or rather, what don't you hear? That O, there's no O sound. It's not history. It's history. The O is missing. Interest. Interest. The first E is missing. I'm interested. How interesting. What's the interest rate? Liberal. Liberal. The E is gone. Liberal. Memory. Oh, my poor memory. The O is missing. Restaurant. Not restaurant. Restaurant. The AU between the T and the R is not there. Restaurant. Separate. We heard this word before in the last lesson. Not separate as an adjective, but separate. Separate. So that first A is missing. And finally, several. Several. Not several. Several. The second E is missing. All right, go back. Take a look. You'll see all these vowels that are missing. Now, think about it. What is the pattern? What's the rule here? What's going on? Why are these vowel sounds gone? What do they all have in common? Well, the title above it gives it away a little bit. We've got a consonant plus a vowel in a weak syllable plus an R. Notice this. Aspirin. Aspirin. We've got a primary stress plus a weak stress plus an R. Aspirin. Aspirin. That R is connected with the consonant right in front of it, and it squeezes out the vowel. Aspirin. Aspirin. I'm sick. I think I need an aspirin. The same thing happens with average. Av is a primary stress. V is a weak stress. And then we've got an R. Average. Bakery. Beverage. The same thing happens. All of these vowels that you marked out are in a weak stress. Now, the same thing happens when you have a primary stress followed by a weak syllable and then an L. If you look at the second column, listen to these words. Accidentally. Accidentally. What did you take out? What can't you hear? That A in T-A-L-L-Y. In American English, it's pronounced tli. Accidentally. Accidentally. Basically. Basically. C-A-L-L-Y, that A is not there. Basically. Anytime you see C-A-L-L-Y in American English, you'll pronounce it cle. Broccoli. Broccoli. Can you hear that second O? Neither do I. Catholic. Catholic. This might surprise a lot of people. This does not have three syllables. It's not Catholic. It's Catholic. That O is missing. Now here's my favorite word. How do you think you would say this? Take out the weak vowel before the L. What do you have? Chocolate. Chocolate. Not chocolate. Not chocolate. And I even know chocolate, four syllables. Nope, just two syllables. Chocolate. Chocolate. And the next word is family. Family. Does that surprise you? There's no I there. There's no I. Family. Family. And the next one? Finally. Finally. The A is gone. Finally. Two syllables. And a nice long word. Theoretically. Remember that C-A-L-L-Y will be pronounced cli. Theoretically. So it's very common to drop a vowel sound if it's in a weak syllable followed by an L or an R. You'll see that all the time once you start opening your ears and listening around. All right, next I'd like to talk about some other words, some words that don't follow the patterns above, but they also lose a syllable. So take a look at the words at the bottom of the page. Now, this is by no means a list of all of the words that lose syllables, but here are some very common words that we hear that are missing a syllable. Look at the first word, diamond. Diamond. What don't you hear? How about that A? I don't hear a diamond, although I do hear some people say that. Most people will say diamond. Diamond. The same thing with diaper. Not often pronounced diaper, but diaper. So that A is also gone. If you take a look at the next word, what do you think? How many syllables do we see here? It looks like mathematics. Looks like four syllables, but it has three. Listen, mathematics. Mathematics. Very commonly spoken without that E. How about this? Probably. Probably. Now, this is not always common. I personally don't say probably very often. But a lot of people will remove that A between the two B's, and instead of saying probably with three syllables, they'll say probably. You know, he's probably over there. So, pretty common, but you don't need to do that. And also we see cabinet. Cabinet. Do you hear the I? I don't. Cabinet. Cabinet. Just put it in the cabinet over there. Cabinet. Okay, and here are a few words, too, that are really different from their spelling. One that you're probably very used to spelling and maybe haven't thought about too much in regards to pronunciation is the word business. Business. I remember as a child thinking it should be spelled B-I-Z-N-E-S-S. Seems a little bit more reasonable, but in fact it's B-U-S-I, which comes from the word busy. Business. Business. So very different from its spelling. The second word is very strange. The pronunciation is quite different from the spelling. You'll often hear people say comfortable, comfortable. One, two, three, four syllables, comfortable. But not that often. The common person will say comfortable. Very different from the spelling. Comf, that's the same. But listen to the next one. Ter, the T is before the R, not in the spelling, but in the pronunciation. Comfortable. Comfortable. Are you comfortable? No, I'm uncomfortable. Very, very common. The next word, C-O-L-O-N-E-L, this comes from French, and we've kind of slaughtered it. It looks like colonel or colonel. It's neither. It sounds exactly like K-E-R-N-A-L, colonel. It sounds like there's an R in there. There's no R. Colonel. And finally, iron looks like iron. I sometimes hear people say iron. Well, not in English. Listen to this. Iron. Iron. Not so different from saying I earn money. Iron. We connect it together with a little Y sound. Iron. If I were to spell this more phonetically, I would probably say I-Y-R-N. E-R-N, iron. So not iron, iron. Did you have enough iron today? Should we iron the clothes? Iron. So this is definitely not a list of all the words that lose syllables or are quite different from their spelling. That's up to you to go find some things out and add them to our list. But go over and review these. Some of them may be difficult for you to pronounce because sometimes it's hard, especially with the consonant plus a vowel, to pronounce it together. For example, when we go back up to the top and we see aspirin, the PR together, can you say that well? A lot of people have a problem dropping that vowel sound out. They automatically want to say aspirin. So a little later on, we'll be talking more about how to combine those sounds. Just to give you a little insider look, though, when we combine a consonant plus an R or a consonant plus an L, basically, they're spoken pretty much at the same time. By the time I'm in the middle of my P sound in aspirin, my tongue is already turning back, going up to pronounce that R. So before I ever open my lips, I already say the R sound. If I open my lips before I position my tongue for that R, I'm going to get an extra baby schwa in there, and I will say aspirin. So it's got to be done pretty much at the same time. Aspirin, aspirin, average, average. The R is already in position before I complete the consonant sound before it. This is something you can think about right now, but whether or not you can do it doesn't matter for now. This is something we'll pick up a little bit later. That's a little bit more advanced accent stuff. But for right now, really be aware that this is going on. And again, listen to other people. You'll hear people say, oh, it's just average. Or they'll say, let's go to the conference. Or, you know, everyone in my family is Catholic. These things come up all the time. You'll hear this all the time if you're surrounding yourself with English. So tune in. Pay attention to how they're doing it. You'll find that it's missing a syllable. And then again, all the words that you saw below, listen in on those. They're missing syllables, or possibly they're being spoken in a way that you previously thought was different. But once you realize what's going on, you tune in to what's going on around you, you'll pick it up and you'll start to put it into your own English language. So that's all for this class. I will talk to you very soon in the next class. Keep practicing. Bye-bye.